Earlier this year, the Unemployment Compensation Fund had over $1 billion in it. But that ranked it fifth from the bottom in the list of solvency of all states' jobless benefits fund. Then the pandemic hit.
We are about $1 billion more than what we have ever paid out.
Kim Hall is the director of the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. She told reporters on June 16th that in 90 days, the fund had paid out so much that it was officially broke. That day, Governor Mike DeWine said the state would tap the $3.1 billion it asked to borrow from the U.S. Department of Labor last month.
That total exceeds what we think we will need to pay out in benefits. It is essentially a line of credit. So we ask for greater authority than we currently think that we will need so that we have it just in case we do need it.
Ohio isn't alone. Hall says eight other states have requested borrowing authority. And this isn't new. The state borrowed $3.4 billion when the fund went bust in 2008 during the Great Recession. That loan was finally paid back in 2016. And in that time and since, no fix has been agreed upon for how to shore up the fund, either through more money paid in by employers, more money paid in by employees, or smaller or shorter payouts to those workers. There's no interest on whatever the state borrows through the end of this year, but a 2.4% interest rate starts on January 1st and will increase by 0.3% each year the loan is unpaid. Last time, the state racked up $258 million in interest by the time it paid back the loan in 2016. And this time, Ohio businesses will pay that interest rate on the federal loan, and the state would front the money. But the effective interest rate could be lower for businesses if the state issues bonds. Greg Lawson with the conservative Buckeye Institute says it's not a bad idea.
With interest rates low, it probably does make sense to do this because ultimately that would be less expensive for the businesses who have to pay the cost of the taxes than what it is to just pay the feds back without it. So if you get it and you pay the feds back, you can save some money on what it costs to the businesses.
Lawson says the state is probably trying to avoid any extra cost to businesses that are already suffering, and that bonding wouldn't be much of an increased cost to the state. But Zach Schiller with the progressive think tank Policy Matters Ohio says this doesn't address the real problem of the insolvency of the system.
You need more revenue for the system to be able to pay for itself, and bonding simply transfers who you're paying the interest to or the debt. It doesn't mean you're doing anything about the debt. It just means you're paying somebody else off. Instead of paying the federal government, you're paying off private bondholders.
Schiller says the overall savings from this approach is unclear. And he notes that Michigan and Pennsylvania sold bonds instead of borrowing from the federal government during the Great Recession and only paid off that debt in the last year. But both Schiller and Lawson agree that using the state's rainy day fund to pay unemployment benefits would not be a good choice, and that a long-term solution will likely have to wait until the economy is on firmer footing. But lawmakers are interested in the bonding option and looking into whether voters will decide whether to issue bonds or if legislators could do this on their own. Earlier this month, a proposal to put before voters a constitutional amendment passed the Senate. Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff said afterward he would prefer a House bill that wouldn't require a ballot issue.
We thought it was important to keep that conversation going and have both options available so that either our chamber or the House could, sometime this fall or maybe even, later this summer, pick the option that we thought was better and get it done.
The House would have to take action on either option and isn't scheduled to return to the State House until September. Karen Kessler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.